It's Philosophy Talk.
Could I be happier? Yeah. Yeah. Who couldn't?
Feelings of melancholy, despair, and hopelessness are often rooted in philosophical views.
Can philosophy cure those ills?
Let me tell you something. I had a semester and a half of college, so I understand therapy as a concept. But in my world, it does not go down.
Doesn't philosophy infect us with skepticism, nihilism, and despair?
I don't know. I feel a void at the center of my being.
What kind of void?
Well, an empty void.
An empty void?
Yes, I felt a full void about a month ago, but it was just something I ate.
Religion, xenophobia, patriotism, racism are diseases of the irrational mind.
Doesn't it stand to reason that philosophy can help cure them?
Maybe what you have is a sickness of the soul.
Our guest is David Constan from New York University.
Philosophy as therapy.
Coming up on Philosophy Talk.
Welcome to Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence. I'm John Perry.
And I'm Ken Taylor. We're here at the studios of KALW San Francisco.
We're continuing conversations that begin at Philosopher's Corner at Stanford, where Ken and I are members of the philosophy department.
Today, we're thinking about philosophy as therapy.
Well, Ken, a lot of philosophers I know need therapy. But I can't think of too many that I would want to be my therapist. I mean, what do philosophers know about therapy?
Oh, you're focusing on the philosophers. Think about philosophy. Come on, you'll grant, won't you, that people have lots of irrational beliefs?
Of course they do.
And don't these irrational beliefs sometimes lead to unhappiness of all kinds, to anxiety, fear, depression? And isn't that the sort of thing for which we need therapy?
Yeah, I'll grant you all that.
Well, what does philosophy do? It undermines, it corrects irrational beliefs. So it can help remove the sources of our anxiety, fear, and depression.
Oh, well, Ken, that sounds good in philosophical theory, but how about in therapeutic practice?
Oh, come on, John. You knew Admiral Stockdale, right? That fellow who spent the longest time of anybody in a North Vietnam prison during the Vietnam War. He was a friend of yours, right?
Well, yeah, and Admiral Stockdale was a real hero. I mean, he lived through incredible hardships, torture, showed courage and aplomb. He did a great job organizing, encouraging other prisoners.
But didn't he explicitly credit his courage and resolve under such terrible circumstances to his study of Epictetus's Enchiridion?
Yes, he did. He certainly did. He said Epictetus taught him, among other things, the importance of realizing what's in your control and what isn't in your control, doing your best with the former and not worrying about the latter.
So, you see, for him, Stoicism was definitely therapeutic.
Oh, well, it was life-saving.
And that's precisely what the Stoics intended. Stoicism wasn't just an abstract philosophical theory. It was also a concrete therapeutic practice. And, you know, the Stoics aren't the only ones. The Epicureans, the Cynics, the Skeptics, Nietzsche, Wittgenstein, they all see their philosophies as deeply therapeutic.
Well, I mean, that's a great idea. You go in for therapy, you look up from your couch, and there's Nietzsche, or God help us, Wittgenstein. I'd run out of the room in a minute. You know, Ken, I mean, given one situation, like Admiral Stockdale, I certainly think certain philosophical beliefs about the world might be helpful, but in another situation, philosophical beliefs about the world and one's place in it might actually exacerbate anxieties and fears.
Oh, John, come on.
Well, I'll admit that, you know, some beliefs, some philosophical views might have a good effect. So maybe those philosophical beliefs can be therapeutic for a person, but only in the right situation.
Why are you so begrudging?
Well, because philosophy is the love of and search for truth, right?
Well, that's what we like to tell ourselves anyway.
And therapy is about helping people to live better, more functional, more fulfilling lives, right?
Well, that's what therapists like to tell themselves and their clients, yeah.
But there's no necessary connection between those two. Who's to say that the philosophical search for truth will automatically lead one to a better, more functional, more fulfilling life? Maybe for a lot of us in a lot of situations, philosophy will just make things worse. There are lots of unhappy agnostics who were perfectly happy religious people until they started doing philosophy and lost their faith. Is philosophy therapeutic for them?
Well, you know what? I'm going to say yes, because, you know, I think we're automatically better off if our beliefs are rational rather than irrational and true rather than false.
Yeah, you're just spouting the party line. Know the truth, for the truth sets you free. The unexamined life is not worth living. But what's the argument for that? A lot of people with unexamined lives seem perfectly fine. And while the truth may sometimes set you free, it may drive you crazy. And who's to say that illusions can't do as well or better a lot of the time?
You're just being perverse, Don. You're just being perverse. At least for most people, most of the time, their fears and anxieties are more likely to be alleviated by looking at things honestly, not dishonestly. And philosophy, yeah, we're obsessed with honesty. But that's why it can be helpful.
Well, even if I grant you that extremely dubious assumption, there's still a big step to the idea that philosophers should hang out shingles as therapists. But, incredibly, that's actually happening. There are at least two professional associations now for philosopher therapists. You know, I'd be pretty surprised if these people were actually doing more good than harm.
Come on. Okay. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But philosophers can't be any worse than Freudians? Oh, my God. Jungians? Come on, John.
Well, Ken, you got any evidence either way?
No. But, you know, I know someone who does. We sent our roving philosophical reporter, Natalie Jones, to find out more about philosophical counselors who help people work through real-life issues. She files this report.
To hear the roving philosophical report and the rest of this program, head to philosophytalk.org.
Thank you for listening.
And thank you for thinking.